At the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, Moshe Rabbeinu is instructed to count Bnei Yisrael. And he's going to count them according to Shvatim. The Ramban describes how the counting took place. The Pasuk says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudchet, Ve'et kol ha'idai kilu be'echad l'chodesh ha'sheni, all of Bnei Yisrael gathered together on the first day of Chodesh Iyar, Ve'et yaldu al mishpachotam le'veit avotam, and they were counted according to their families, according to the Shvatim. Says the Ramban, Kasha tziva sa Moshe came mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nikalu kol ha'idah kulam el Pesach Ol Moed. They all gathered at the entrance to Ol Moed. Chutz me'erev Rav. The Erev Rav, which did not belong to any of the Shvatim, didn't gather. Shalom ibn Yisrael heima. Ki nikarem ayu bahem miyom sheyatsu mimitzrayim. They were ready noticeably separate. And then what happened? Vinei heviu kol ha'eda ish shiklo, right? They didn't count 1, 2, 3. They counted versus the shkolim. Each one brought. And they counted the shkolim to know the total number. Va'amru lifnei Moshe v'anisiyim. And they stood in front of Moshe and the Nisiyim. Ani ploni noladeti leploni mimishpachat ploni shulishevet ruvein v'zulato. I am so-and-so, who was born, mentions the father's name, then mentions the family name, and then mentions the Shevet, and would give a shekel, and Moshe would put the shekel down according to the Shvatim. So Rav Henoch Leibowitz Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Chafetz Chaim in New York, comments that this had to be one of the most inefficient ways of counting Bnei Yisrael. Every single person had to stand in front of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nisiyim and identify himself. That 600,000 people identifying themselves to Moshe Rabbeinu, why do it that way? Have a point each Nasi to take care of his Shevet. Within the Shevet, you have the head of the Mishpachot to take care of their people. You come along and you say, okay, every family head is going to count the people in his family. Collect the shkolim, bring it together with the other shkolim from the other families, give it to the Nisiyim, the Nasi v'Shevet, and then they'll all count up how many shkolim are there from Shevet Reuven and how many from Shevet Shimon, etc., and they'll know the numbers. Why do you have every single person standing in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, identifying himself 600,000 times over? It's highly inefficient. So why did they do it this way? Explains Rav Henoch. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a very important message to Bnei Yisrael. They're not a number. They're an individual. They're a person. And they're important as a person. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted FaceTime with every single, literally, with every single member of Bnei Yisrael that's going to be counted. Yibenesim shana v'malo, the males, that's the way that were counted. 600,000 people he wanted to meet face to face. Because you're not a number, you're an individual. And when I saw this, it reminded me of the story I told you in Bnei Brak. We were in the cemetery and I was telling you a little bit about the Panavezhe Rav. And there was a story that amongst the many, many institutions that he created, especially after World War II, he created, there were orphanages, which he refused to call Batei Yisomim because they had a negative connotation, he used to call them Batei Avos. When somebody tells the story, I'll remind you that there were a bunch of young lads there, and it was summertime, and they were going off on a bit of a tiyul for a few days, and they heard that the Panevezh Rav was coming to give them a bracha before they go, and they were all so excited. Like all these 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds, whatever they were, and the Panevezh Rav was coming, and they figured, okay, the organizers thought the Panevezh would come and speak to them for a few minutes. He's a very busy individual. Give them a nice bracha, wave at them, smile, and leave. That's not what happened. The Panevezh Rav comes and said, I need a classroom, I need a chair for myself, and I need a chair for the Talmidim. One chair. Send them in one at a time. And each kid came in one at a time, and the Panevezh Rav spoke to him for a couple of minutes, asked him who he was, what his name is, etc., a little bit more, and gave each one of them a bracha and a kiss on the forehead. And we know the story because one of those little kids later went into, became a mechanech, a well-known mechanech, and he told over the story decades later how it made an impression. It wasn't just a number. The Panevezh Rav gave me time. And maybe he learned this from Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that we say in the Halalukos every day in davening. Unemis bala kolchavim cholam shemos yikra gadol adonin v'rav koach v'svunaso ein mispar. The tvuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the understanding, the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein mispar. There's no number. So I used to think ein mispar means there's nothing that's too big for the Ribono Shel Olam. Monem mispar l'kol chavim, he counts all the stars. How many trillions of stars there are? No number is too big for him. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal once explained, v'svunoso ein mispar, nothing is too small for the Ribono Shel Olam. Nothing is too inconsequential. And not only is no thing too small, no one is too small. Come along and say, who am I? What am I? In the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam, nothing is too small and no one is too small. No deed is too small. They tell a story, and I think the story is told about the wife of the Vilna Gaon. She and a friend of hers used to go around collecting staka for the poor people. To go around in Vilna collecting staka. And they had an agreement between them, if anyone could agree with this. They wondered what kind of schar they're going to get for this staka. So they said, whoever passes away first, was nifter first, should try to appear to the other one in a dream and tell them, what schar we get in Olam Haba for this. So one of them, I don't remember which one was the Vilna Gaon's wife or the other one, somebody passed away first. And sure enough, a few days later, she appeared in a dream to the other one. She said, I can't tell you what the schar is. But I can tell you that for one case, there was one time, just as an example, we were walking on one side of the street. And I saw an individual across the street and I pointed to him and said, maybe we should ask him for money. And you crossed the street to ask. Then I am getting schar because I pointed. And you get schar for crossing the street. Because no deed that we do is inconsequential in the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam. You know, we say in Pirkei Avos, Ayin Roah, V'ozan Shoma'at, V'chol Ma'asecha B'Sefer Nechtav. So you can look at this in two ways. You could either say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after us to try to catch us. Ayin Ra'ah, make sure nothing's not going to get away with anything. Eisenschmarr is going to hear everything. He's going to say, "I did something wrong." Going to write it down. That's one way of looking at it. But why do we have to look at it that way? Every time you do something good that you think is inconsequential, it isn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it. You held open a door for somebody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw it. Something fell on the floor of somebody and you bent down and you picked it up. You said good morning to somebody. You said thank you to somebody. You smiled at somebody. You lend somebody something. You shared a bag of potato chips with somebody. Every little nothing worth anything. You think it's not worth anything. A mashu. Ayin ro'a. Ba'ozen shamat. Chol ma'asecha ba'seif nechtar. No one is inconsequential. No one's just a number. Everyone's important. Every little thing that you do. Binadam lamaka binadam lchaberu. A little thing. Did you think it's, no. So everybody does it. I didn't do anything special. But because you're special in the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam, everything you do is special in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A little bit later in the parsha, the beginning of Parah Gimel, the Torah says, "Vela toldos Aaron and Moshe biyom dibar Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai." These are the toldos of Aaron and Moshe on the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe in Har Sinai. And then the Torah goes on to tell us the toldos of Aaron, but not the toldos of Moshe. "Vela shmos b'nei Aaron habachor nada v'avi olazav isamar." Doesn't tell us about the toldos of Moshe. What happened to them? So Rashi, in a famous comment, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, says, "Ve'eino maskir el b'nei Aaron." What happened to b'nei Moshe? "V'nikru toldos Moshe l'fi shelimdam Torah melameid shekola melameid es ben chavero Torah ma'le lavakos of kilu yolado." Anybody who teaches his friends, sons, Torah, it's as if he gave birth to him. If I teach somebody Torah, even if he's not my biological child, it's as if he's my child. Who teaches you Torah? Rabbi Twersky teaches you Torah. Ruzan teaches you Torah. This is Isaac. Do you know who teaches you Torah?
Moshe.
Not Moshe. You say it every morning in davening. Birchas HaTorah. The Har of Nashem Elkeinu Stevesu Ascha Befinu V'yam Cha Beis Yisrael V'ni Anachnu V'tzatzayinu V'tzatzayinu Am Cha Beis Yisrael Kulon Yodei Shemecha V'lom Dei So Asecha Lishma Baruch Ata Hashem Am Lameid Torah Lama Yisrael. So who teaches you Torah? Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches you Torah. What does that mean? If you teach someone Torah, it's as if he's your child. Torah tells Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. Who are Kadosh Baruch Hu's children? And the love, no child is inconsequential. You have one child, you have 20 children. They're all special. They're all unique. You can have 600,000 children. You can have millions of children. In the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam, they're all special. They're all unique. And they're all loved. The parent always loves the child. As much love as a child has for a parent, the love of a parent for a child is even greater. And the parent loves the child when they're behaving,
And a parent loves a child even when they're not behaving. They may be disappointed, may be upset. But that bond of love is unbreakable. And that's the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us. We're all special, we're all unique, we're all beloved. We say in davening, Nusach Ashkenaz, in Shachris Ava Rabba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has great love. And in Ma'ariv we say Ava Sola, he has eternal love. Doesn't end. What did we say in the Tochacha? Va'af b'yosom be'eretzoy v'hem lo mastim v'lo galtim l'chalosam l'fer b'si'itam. No matter what we do, as bad as we are, as disappointed as the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us, he cares about each and every one of us, and he loves each and every one of us. Because each and every one of us is a son and a daughter to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Times we mess up, and he's disappointed. But he focuses like any parent on all the good things that we do. The big good things that we do and the little good things that we do. And he takes pride in all of our accomplishments. And when we do the wrong thing, he's disappointed. But he's always there to help us, support us, encourage us to do better, so that we'll all be worthy of that title of being Banim Ubanos Hashem Elokeinu.